Professor investigated for mocking a university land acknowledgement, gets a $600,000 settlement. The agreement follows a Ninth Circuit ruling that the University of Washington violated Stuart Rige's First Amendment rights by treating his dissent as intolerable disruption. Stuart Rige's, a University of Washington, UW, computer science professor, who in 2022 was reprimanded and investigated for mocking a land acknowledgement, last week received $600,000 as part of an agreement that settles the ensuing First Amendment lawsuit. But Rige's did not get an apology or an admission of wrongdoing from the Seattle University, whose spokesman still insists that we acted appropriately. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit disagreed last December, when a divided three-judge panel ruled that UW administrators violated Rige's First Amendment rights by subjecting him to an inquisition that lasted nearly a year, during which he was denied a merit pay increase based on his alleged violation of the university's vague anti-harassment policy. According to the Ninth Circuit's decision in Rige's v. Koss, the state university retaliated against Rige's for protected speech and engaged in viewpoint discrimination, which is presumptively unconstitutional. They broke the law, but refused to admit it, Rige's writes in the New York Post. I am astonished that the university still insists that it behaved appropriately. The UW investigation was prompted by a statement that Rige's included in the syllabus for the introductory computer science course he has taught for more than two decades. I acknowledge that by the labor theory of property, the Coast Salish people can claim historical ownership of almost none of the land currently occupied by the University of Washington. Rige's, a critic of diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI policies, was alluding to John Locke while making fun of a university-recommended syllabus statement that acknowledges the Coast Salish peoples of this land, the land which touches the shared waters of all tribes and bands within the Suquamish, Tulalip, and Muckleshoot nations. Rige's saw the land acknowledgement as part of a DEI agenda that treats some groups of students as more deserving of recognition and welcome than others on account of their race or other immutable characteristic. He thought it was inappropriate to include such a political statement in his syllabus and questioned its factual premise, noting that most of the land currently occupied by UW was densely forested before the land was cleared to make way for the campus. He objected to the implication that UW's presence is somehow illegitimate, shameful, morally wrong, or unlawful, and deemed the recommended statement an empty, performative act of moralism. UW administrators viewed Rige's dissent as intolerable, saying it had caused unacceptable disruption at the university. The Ninth Circuit did not buy it. Student discomfort with a professor's views can prompt discussion and disapproval, Judge Daniel A. Bress, a Donald Trump appointee, wrote in an opinion joined by Judge Milan D. Smith Jr., who was nominated by George W. Bush. But this discomfort is not grounds for the university retaliating against the professor. We hold that the university's actions toward the professor violated his First Amendment rights. Notwithstanding the university's continued defense of its actions, the settlement agreement repudiates its treatment of Rige's by leaving him free to express his views about land acknowledgements. It specifically allows him to include his parody in future syllabi and promises that the university will not offer competing or shadow sections of his courses for students offended by it. It forswears further adverse employment action against Rige's, including but not limited to pursuing any investigation or withholding future salary increases. The university also undermined its take on Rige's First Amendment claims by revising its non-discrimination and affirmative action policy, which administrators cited as the main justification for investigating him while the case was pending. The official goal of that policy, embodied in UW's Executive Order 31, EO31, was promoting an environment that is free of discrimination, harassment, and retaliation. EO 31 authorized the university to discipline faculty members for any conduct that is deemed unacceptable or inappropriate, regardless of whether the conduct rises to the level of unlawful discrimination, harassment, or retaliation. On July 23, 2025, 3 years after Regez filed his lawsuit, UW rescinded EO 31 and replaced it with EO 81, which says discriminatory harassment must have the purpose or effect of unreasonably interfering with an individual's work or academic performance, or be sufficiently severe, persistent, or pervasive that it could reasonably be expected to create an intimidating, hostile, or offensive work or learning environment. It is hard to reconcile that revision with the university's claim that we acted appropriately. If that were true, there would have been no need to narrow the policy that Regez supposedly violated. And although the university argued that the disruption he caused was enough to justify its investigation, it is now willing to tolerate his dissent, which administrators previously claimed had created a toxic environment that had a significant impact on the morale of Native American students and their learning, describing the level of disruption as extraordinary. The settlement will remind public universities that they are obligated to respect the First Amendment rights of their students, faculty, and staff, Regez said in a press release last Thursday. I hope that my protest can help reverse a decade-long trend towards ideological conformity in academia and help to convince them that instead of protecting students from controversial ideas, they should be helping them to learn how to cope with disagreement. Only then can we heal the deep divisions that confront us today. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, FIRE, which represented Regez, says the settlement should not be viewed as a victory for any particular opinion about DEI or land acknowledgments. Reasonable people can disagree about the value of land acknowledgments, FIRE attorney Gabe Walter said. What's not up for debate is academic freedom. Today's settlement vindicates Regez's right to express his own opinion rather than towing the university's line. UW learned the hard way. Ignoring the First Amendment can be costly. The livelihoods of professors shouldn't be at the mercy of student or administrator outrage. And this ruling will help protect other professors across the country.